The Red Balloon was a popular children's film about a boy who makes friends with a red balloon. It first came out in 1956. The Red Balloon has been newly restored and is showing in theaters again. It's also out on DVD. The film was made by the late Albert Lamoureux. His son, Pascal Lamoureux, played that little French boy. I talked with Pascal by phone from Cannes.
You know, my father got inspiration from reality and changed it a little bit to make it a better reality, I would say. My father was a dreamer. He thought of a better world. In fact, he was very creative. He would tell us a story a day. So, you know, we're spoiled.
How do you think the movie stands up for children in the year 2007? Children who are used to seeing movies that are a lot faster and with a lot more whiz-bangery, if you will.
Well, I would imagine, you know, it's a story that has to do with the heart. You know, it's a love story. It's between the things you cherish the most. It's this poor little boy. We call him Pascal. He seems to have a grandmother, no sisters, no parents, and his only hope in life is his only real friend. You know, close friend is the red balloon. I would say all kids have, you know, either a pet or a dream, and that is close to their life, that makes sense, and that is very, very important, and that adults should never destroy.
Uh-huh.
The red balloon was my friend.
When you were filming it, did you really feel that?
I really enjoyed. Yes. He was really like a real character with a spirit of his own. You know, a real character because he reflected. He was like glossy, and you know, reflected the world around him. It looked beautiful. This red balloon is very. It's a beautiful red. You don't see balloons like that, you know.
No. I want to talk about the ending. The boy in the red balloon, he's carried off by a bunch of other balloons after his red balloon is destroyed.
There's always death somewhere, even in the most beautiful stories.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that as a grown-up, I look at it with a little bit of horror. But I wonder if children see it that way.
I don't think children believe there's death. Maybe there isn't death. I wasn't aware of it at 5 when I was that age. I felt immortal.
Do you think that a film like that could be made today?
Yes, of course it could be done. Of course. In fact, you know, I've been working on a sequel to The Red Balloon because kids usually ask me, what about him? And then, so that answers your question, what happened to him then? Did he die? Did he go up in the sky? What happened?
And so what happened?
Also, I'm working on it. I'm writing. So next time you call, I'll give you some hints.
That was Pascal Lamoureux, star of the 1956 film The Red Balloon, which was made by his father, Albert Lamoureux. Pascal has restored his father's film from the original negative, and it's now being shown in theaters across the country.